today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Go-to snack in a movie if I can eat anything I want are the nachos. I'm a big fan of the nachos.
Too involved, man. Isn't it involved with the cheese and the chips and you're left with the tray?
Oh, yeah, Rob, you really break a sweat. It's so involved.
Oh, no,
it's
I'm really, not saying
you
that.
You got to struggle to lift the chip and dip it into the little cheese whiz, hot cheese whiz that they put in there. And God forbid they put jalapenos on it. Oh, my God.
How many little Jack Daniels bottles is okay to sneak into a theater to put into your big soda that I would buy there?
Four.
Yeah,
four, four before you have a problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to
that's
make sure.
Two strong drinks.
And you know what?
There are a lot of people shaking their head right now going, God, you alcoholics.
Oh, hey.
No questions. No.
No.
What do you want to ask?
I just wanted to ask Butch a question.
Don't ask him.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Butch.
Stop it. I was being fat.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, I'm Rob, and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon, and this is my son.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruitcakes entirely from scratch. And now, you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures.
Buy it now, and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal.
Don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift. Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now.
Because Mother said so.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, do we have a treat for our listeners for our fabulous Thursday show? Oh, is Mac in the seat?
Mac is here.
I am here.
Oh, it's wonderful. Fresh from Rent-A-Center, the store that he works at, Aaron's,
it's Earl's.
Goodbye.
Errol's.
Goodbye.
Errol's, yeah.
Errol's. He is here, and a while back we were going to anoint Mac as our official movie reviewer because it seems that I matched up with him on a lot of these movie reviews. I thought he was actually rather astute at reviewing movies, and he came in today. Rob informed me, because I can't see him,
yes.
Rob informed me that he is in the studio, and then Mac told me, I went to the movies again. I'm ready for a movie review, and I got real excited because he's jacked about it, and I figured
did you see it
to him.
The number one movie in America?
I did
as well.
What?
Dun, yes!
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. MI6?
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Now,
choose to accept it. Yes.
Mac has like a standing date with a friend that you go see movies every week, right?
Yes, I do.
And this is a young fellow?
My age. I've known him since kindergarten.
I see.
Oh, did you guys?
So that's your best friend?
Yeah.
All right, it's your best friend. Do you want to mention his name?
Matthew.
Matthew and Mac. Mac and Matthew. Oh, boy, that's a movie show.
Matthew.
Mac and Matthew at the movie. So, Oscar, you saw the film also.
I did. I'd love to hear his take first.
So this is great because Oscar will be able to, if necessary.
Counterpoint.
I hope not. Counterpoint.
You know what he can do? He can Siskel his Ebert.
We've got Mac and Oscar at the movies. Mac, I'm ready to believe you. I'm ready to believe you. So, Mission Impossible 9?
MI6.
Wow.
By the way, Tom Cruise will be featured in news you may not need today. So, shocker, they're dropping some human interest stories regarding Tom Cruise while the movie's out.
And do you think on purpose or that's a coincidence?
Oh, geez, Rob, I have no idea.
It's funny how things happen.
I think it's just totally random.
Yeah.
I would say this, that there is a viral video circulating from the Late Late Show with James Corden. And it shows Tom Cruise skydiving with James Corden. I am neither a turbo fan of Tom Cruise or of James Corden. I watch Tom Cruise movies, even though I'm not all that high on Tom Cruise.
Right.
Cocktail did that.
That ruined it for you?
Cocktail ruined me for Tom Cruise. I could handle the posing right up until Cocktail, but then
were you pro Cruise pre-Cocktail? Like when Risky Business came out?
I was pro Cruise movies. I thought Tom Cruise's movies. I love Tom Cruise in Rain Man.
Yes,
I thought that was just a spectacular film. I enjoyed that.
And don't forget,
he was kind of playing a little punk, and I thought that was typecasting.
When he was a high school football player, he had all the right moves.
Mm. Mm.
Jesus. All right, Rob. All right. Thanks for that. Let's get right to our movie review with Max Movies, and tell us all about Mission Impossible. Don't give too much plot away, and let me know how you like it.
So I really, when I went to the movie, I really wanted to hate it because I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise. So I was going in there didn't think it would be good. I wanted to hate it. So
okay, that's great. That's a great, great setup. See, I like his
movie. Like most of the audience wants to hate Mac.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But I could totally, right now, I totally empathize with Matt going, because I would go in there not really wanting it to fail, but saying, okay, impress me, right?
Yeah.
So you're going in there with that attitude. All right, lay it on us.
And it definitely lived up to it. It was an amazing movie. Absolutely. Oh. I mean, the suspense, it was a 2.5 hour movie, and it was suspense pretty much throughout. It was just, action.
You liked it.
I loved it.
Wow.
A love. Wow.
The only real thing I don't like about it is a trick that they use in most of the Mission Impossible movies is with the masks and how they can just put on a mask and just turn into someone else. It's a stupid tool that they use, and I've always hated it. But
I don't like it. It's where you'll see a guy that looks like Donald Sutherland, and all of a sudden he takes the mask off and it's tough.
Yeah. It only worked in the movie mask about Rocky Dennis. That was a very effective use.
Or Face Off.
Face Off was also good.
But they actually had surgery.
That's right.
So what else? How are the women in the movie?
There's very few of them. There's pretty much two or three women. I mean, they're generally, I mean, they're movie stars, so I mean
they didn't go Me Too on us.
Yeah, they didn't know nothing revealing, nothing. It's not a James Bond movie, so I mean it wasn't really much on that. It was all about the action and suspense.
Did Matthew like it?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have? What snacks did you have when you were in the theater?
I had a cheese pizza.
A pizza?
What theater did you go to where
AMC.
They had the pizza? AMC, you had a movie. I still see. Well, with your health issues, I'm glad you're still maintaining that.
That Addison's
diet.
Really needs pepperoni.
Having a movie theater. Having a movie theater pizza.
There are nights that you just don't want the nachos.
It wasn't that good.
By the way,
actually the first time I had the pizza.
Fat man alert. Go-to snack in a movie if I can eat anything I want are the nachos. I'm a big fan of the nachos.
Too involved, man. Isn't it involved with the cheese and the chips and you're left with the tray?
Oh, yeah, Rob, you really break a sweat. It's so involved.
Oh, no,
you got to struggle to lift the chip and dip it into the little hot cheese whiz that they put in there.
I mean,
and God forbid they put jalapenos on it. Oh, my God.
But it's so much easier to have popcorn. Just one tub and go.
Yeah, but it's so much better than popcorn. I mean, nachos.
But have you ever had
popcorn
with Junior Mints? See, now you're talking. That's a something.
Wait, you mean like you eat the popcorn and the Junior Mints?
Yes.
At the same time?
Sweet and savory.
Sweet
right?
and savory, and it's dark chocolate.
I don't know if that would do it for me. That would be kind of gross.
Guarantee
peanut
you love
M&Ms
it.
Are go-to.
Also good. Also great.
So
really, popcorn with it.
While the guys talk about,
they're very refreshing.
What did you like about the movie outside of
the pizza,
the action?
Oh,
I mean, there were a few plot holes. I mean, I just loved how there were certain points where I was on the edge of my seat for most of the movie.
From
where
your buddy Matt,
on the edge of your,
he was on the edge of his
slightly
seat.
Damp.
He was right behind me.
He was on the edge of his seat once the pizza took hold.
That's like
said, I don't know if I'm going to make it. This is a 2.5 hour movie. You better clear the aisles.
What did Matthew eat?
Let's see. I think he had the pizza as well.
Oh, you both had pizza. Oh, you eat the same.
Like
snacks.
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah. Did you meet in the middle?
Well, he's eating the pizza before I decided to have it.
Did you share a pizza?
No.
How big is the pizza?
It's a square, long square pizza cut into little triangles. It's about a foot long.
Geometry. Let me ask you this.
Oscar wants to move by the food. Rob and I can stay on the food for an hour.
Well, we can go
did
back
you get
and
the
forth.
Same? Hold on. Before you get to that,
yes.
Much more important question.
Yes.
Did you both did you both have the same drinks?
We did not.
What did you drink?
I drank a cherry Coke Zero.
You're such a little kid.
You are.
That's so
and
sweet.
What did Matthew have?
I think vanilla Coke.
Oh, you both have the flavored Coca-Cola products, though. Huh?
Ah, they both have their sweet tooths.
They have the
sweet teeth.
The freestyle, the Coke freestyle machines.
Oh, the magic Coke machine.
Yeah.
Oh,
so you can
you
have
like
anything.
That, right,
I
Rob?
Love
You're
that.
A big fan of that.
Does Matt, your friend Matt, look like Tom Cruise or Ving Rhames?
I don't know who Ving Rhames is.
Right. Black and white, Mac. That's what the question was. It's a black and white question.
We're profiling.
Yes.
I let's see.
Is he tanned?
No.
Is he white?
He's very much like me with glasses.
Oh, okay, got it.
Oh, so he's handsome.
This makes so exactly. much more sense. You know how couples look for people that look like them?
Yeah,
today?
Of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Like dogs look like their owners. With glasses.
Yes.
All right, cool.
You know, and the thing is, now I'm starving to go see a good movie. I am really, I'm ready.
Can I give my review?
I haven't seen a movie all summer long because I live in bum F and movies are an hour away for me to go see a movie.
Are you done with your review?
Let me give my rating.
Oh, sorry. Oh, go ahead.
How many orange sweatshirts are you
giving? I give it 4.5 orange sweatshirts.
Whoa!
Out of 5.
That's a rave.
Yeah,
that
is
a rave for Mission Impossible 14. That is an absolute rave. That's fantastic.
And how many sweatshirts do you give the pizza?
I would say about 2.
Oh, yeah. Not so great.
What about Matt as a date?
You're not gonna get a
microwave.
I would say
5.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been accused? Do people ever ask if you're brothers?
No.
How about lovers?
We're not that. We don't.
You know, we failed to ask one other question here. Was there a sweet component too? Because, you know, with dinner comes dessert. Do you have a little something after that?
I bring my own sour Skittles.
Do you ever wonder how he finds his way to the studio?
I buy him from Amazon.
Of course you do.
Hey, listen to that. You could take a lesson from him, Mr. Spiewak. Did you see what he just did?
He did.
He got his sour Skittles from Amazon. All right, let's move on to the Oscar Santana. Now, Oscar loves action adventure.
Am
more.
I
That's
Siskel
his favorite
or Ebert?
Genre.
You're Siskel.
I'm Siskel. Okay. First, let me add, and I've mentioned this before, that Tom Cruise is immortal. He...
Really?
Is the action star that, frankly, I don't think can... Chris Pratt cannot become the action star that Tom Cruise is today simply because of the way we consume media, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Tom Cruise overall, he has in my eyes, he has so much pressure on him, especially with this ankle accident that he shattered his ankle, had to go into rehab for 12 hours a day to get back on the set in 6 weeks. When I walked into the theater, I was like, it's going to be another Mission Impossible movie. But I was really concerned with how did they finish this movie when he had a bum wheel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when you say he's immortal, I agree with you. I watched the James Corden video. The guy does not look like someone in his 50s.
Right.
No, he really
doesn't. No,
he
no,
doesn't
no.
look like that.
But I heard an interview that regarded him as a guy who will sacrifice everything for his craft. Mm-hmm. You don't have a 29-inch waist if you don't go all in on life at age 50, right? You've been doing that your entire life.
I've always said this.
That is your business, that you're willing to sacrifice everything to stay that size and that look.
Right.
And even if he's a small guy.
I got on the scale this morning. I agree.
Did it say one at a time, please?
Yes, it said. Can one, the scale, the talking scale, I said.
Can one of you step off, please?
So it was, yeah.
Mike O'Mara is immortal.
Sad. We're off the boiled egg diet that I cheat on, and we're back on Weight Watchers. So
okay, that's good.
That's where we are. We had a couple of blueberries.
A few things of my meal at the theater.
Yeah, what were your snacks?
So I don't get snacks.
Right.
If I do anything, I get a beverage. And this time, there's a bar that has opened with not more than one bartender at the theater that I go to.
Okay.
And what I'm quickly realizing is that these $16 Jack and Diets probably aren't worth it.
Right.
Probably not.
So my question to you guys, before I get to my movie review, how many little Jack Daniels bottles is okay to sneak into a theater to put into your big soda that I would buy there?
Four.
Yeah.
Four before you have a problem?
Yeah.
Okay. Just one.
That's
sure.
Two strong drinks.
And you know what?
I don't
five.
Want,
if
I don't
it's a lot of people. There are a lot of people shaking their head right now going, God, you alcoholics. Nope.
No.
Four is acceptable.
Okay. Just keep it in
real bottles. The little bottles.
Airplane bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say 5 for this movie because it's a lengthy movie.
Does it make me a scumbag that I...
One bottle per half hour of movie length.
I like the fact that you're going to really... How many did you bring?
Well, no, I realized that when I paid the tab...
Oh, it's your future plan.
So you didn't bring the bottles
I was like, I got to ask the guys, what's the line? Because I'll go...
I would bring 4 in. I would bring 4.
I don't want to walk in there sounding like a chandelier.
Yeah,
it's a 3-hour movie.
Here he is.
They're plastic.
You get no. The little bottles can be glass.
Yeah, but the whiskey one.
You sneak them in. They're gonna start calling you Colonel Clink.
I was like clink 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 as I'm walking.
By the way,
my jackets are lined with Jack Daniels.
My wife, because she's a stepmom, is getting Elizabeth's cake and decorating it with little airline bottles.
She's 21.
That's sweet, but it's not. It's really sweet. It's like saying, okay, go ahead, become an alcoholic.
It's like, trashy, but
go ahead, do it.
Little danger with the candles, though.
So four.
So how many drinks did you have before the movie?
I had two, so 216. No, I went back in the middle of the movie.
To get another cocktail?
Oh, yeah. I was like, this is enough.
How's the pour? Fairly weak?
I don't know. The guy's great. Now, okay. My car might have been cloned in mass because I got a fraud alert. We'll find out later this week, I imagine, once the charge goes through. But we'll see.
What happened?
Every time I have this radar for people that are taking too long with my card.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm definitely getting cloned right now. I don't. And this is alleged.
Oh, the clone of the card.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's right. So identity theft happening to Oscar Santana there.
I looked yesterday. I'm like, hey, let's see that whatever theater I go to charge and at the bar. And it's like, definitely looks like I got hit by something else.
Oh, wow.
You know, but I'm not going to know until it goes through because that's how the bank works.
Right.
Can I ask a quick question? Yes. Totally digress for a second. Yeah. Because I talked about going to the Bangor State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that one of the carnies at the Bangor State Fair, when we went to the second shoot the squirt gun in the clown's mouth, it was the break the balloon game. And the guy came out and I said, how much? He said $5. And I gave him a 10 and I saw that he had a 5 in his hand. And he said, I have to go back and get change. Should that alert me to something? I mean, yeah, I just got a little inked out.
He's up to something.
He's up to no good, right?
Yeah, he's up to something. Did you say anything?
Nope.
I would have said
the 5 that he gave me.
I say, you know? What about that $5 bill? Huh? Huckster?
Yeah. Anyway, so your movie review.
My movie review.
You know what he might have been hoping? He might have been saying, now we'll just play twice.
Or he goes back, smell of new money.
Okay. Whatever. Let's get to your review.
So four. I can take four without feeling like an alcoholic.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So
and 5 if you're feeling gutsy.
Okay, good to know.
Movie, I think everybody's got to do their own thing. I'm not advocating theft. I'm saying that you go in, you bring your snacks, like he brings his Skittles, you bring your little hoops.
$16
$16 is larceny.
It is.
It's larceny. You should shave $10 off the price of that drink, and they'd still make a profit.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm going to tip the guy, so I feel bad about that.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I was like, all right.
That's over
bill.
$30 for two drinks.
Two drinks plus the tip. I was like, that's $50 for two drinks.
Yeah, insanity. It's insanity.
Right? So
it's impossible. It's impossible.
Got to find a way to get those little bottles. Now, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in. I was like, all right. I'm sitting at the theater. I got one seat because my wife won't come with me.
Okay.
There's a mom sitting in my seat when I walk up to it next to her kids, teenage kids.
Assigned seating?
Assigned seating.
Okay, I like that.
And the mom's like, I thought we could switch seats because I'm here with my kids. I'm like, no problem. Sit down.
Mm-hmm. Good show.
There's a couple next to me that proceeds to, the girl had to be doing something to the guy because her legs were all over him. They might as well have been having sex.
Really? Oh, that would be, I'd like, get a room. Get out. Knock that off.
The move of the hand over the jeans on the ass on my periphery while I'm trying to watch a movie while you're squeezing your girlfriend's ass because you're still in love. God bless you.
Hmm.
I don't need that. Don't need that.
Don't blame me.
Don't need that.
I'm not a PDA guy even with young love.
And by the way, I still kind of look like MS-13. Pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
Pretty ballsy as I sit down.
Now, when you shave the facial hair, buddy, that went out the window. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
I know.
All right?
But the facial hair, no. The MS-13, you do not. No. That's not at all.
I look vanilla. Any tats?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, so
just one teardrop would really change your look.
So I got past that. The heavy petting drove me to the second drink. But as I'm watching the movie.
Heavy petting is such a gross
phrase. As I'm watching the movie, I say, man, Tom Cruise looks fantastic. This movie, I know what I know the plot is you at the beginning, you get that tape and the way they do the tape. I always like the new rendition of how that thing's going to implode and how he accesses it. There's always somebody that's being double crossed. All of that, you know, going in. My bar for a Tom Cruise movie and really, there's only a handful of other actors that fall in that.
Mm-hmm.
Can I forget that it's Tom Cruise while I'm watching the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Do I actually think he's the character? Do I think that Denzel's the equalizer?
Right.
Like, can I get past all the fame that I've seen
all
these years?
Can you suspend disbelief?
And I can.
Wow, that's a good sign.
And I can, and that movie's a solid movie now. I don't give it a 4-5. I give it a 3-5 because it's the same old, same old.
3.5 shaved heads out of 5.
But Tom Cruise learned how to fly a helicopter, flew that helicopter in multiple scenes in the movie.
Right.
He shattered his ankle jumping from building to building in a stunt, and then you see that scene, and you could hear an audible gasp in the movie theater, which was packed, by the way, on a Monday night.
Because it really does look like he effed
yes,
up his ankle.
And then he keeps running, because that's what he did in the scene when he actually shot it. He goes, there's only a one take. I'm going to keep running with this shattered ankle.
Wow, that's worth going to the movie right there. You just really sold
it. You know, really a good movie, but not, you know, it's not going to change your world.
No.
It's worth the dollars to see it in the theater, though.
And bring your own booze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Rob, what was the movie you went to see?
Last night, I watched the director's commentary on the Marx Brothers movie, Animal Crackers.
Thank you. All right. Well, now we can start the show.
Marx Brothers are still alive and wild.
Help, no help. Thank you very much.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Started out hunting large game, but as I got older, I began to hunt quicker, more agile animals, smarter.
To take an animal's life, you have to have a certain level of admiration for that animal. And you have to love that animal.
Right.
That's why we hunt the most loved animal of all, house cats.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a calico.
Yeah.
Do your cat call.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty.
Cat hunting, or c***ing as we call it, it's trickier than most people think. I mean, most cats we come across are protected by a family of humans that are equipped with phones that can call the police, so...
A lot of the time, we're just crawling around suburban homes all day, maybe to find one or two of them tops. But then, on the other hand, there are some days when you luck out and stumble onto a cat lady's apartment.
I love it.
Roll the gun. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village studio. Is that Funny or Die?
Pony submitted that.
That's Whitest Kids You Know.
Oh my God!
We were back and forth for about a week as to whether or not to run it. I think we made the right choice.
Yeah there'll be people. They're going to be people. Yeah. From our nation's capital, Washington D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide open Wednesday phone calls, our show an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you. It's kind of a partnership. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's the calm before the storm. Listen up. There is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in on a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you'll get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank them. They're our neighbors in Washington, D.C.
Good folks.
I love those movie reviews. I really did. That was wonderful. I think that's terrific.
It was good counterpoint. Matt, you two should go to a movie together, and that way it'd be nice that way.
We're just best at checkouts and aisles.
Yeah, well, you go to the movie, just walk away from you again.
All right, I am going to venture into a land that I normally don't venture into because I fear as though I fear that they're you know, I want to make sure I make myself clear that that I am not a person that discriminates against anybody. I don't feel that way. I just, but this concerns the show Animal Kingdom.
Oh yeah,
and Animal Kingdom that is the Ellen Barkin vehicle that that Oscar is now watching, that I'm watching. I think I'm on episode 7 now. I've gotten up to episode 7.
I'm on episode 5.
And this is season 3.
You're binging. See, Carla doesn't binge. That I can't really get her to binge. She's like, I said, one more. Every time I'm watching Animal Kingdom, I say, please, one more. And she's like, gotta go to sleep. And she's right. She's up at the crack of dawn tending to the, well, I'm up too. But, you know, I don't require as much sleep as she does. So I wish we would watch more, but that's where I am. Episode 7. It's, I think it's a phenomenal program. I think it's one of the best shows on television. I think it's really a great crime show.
It's a great crime show. It's also, it's dark enough to fulfill whatever needs you have if you're into that.
Right.
Yes.
And it's, dare I say, sexy enough to give maybe someone that doesn't like the darkness in crime dramas, that type of flavor where you're like, oh, there's a beautiful woman or a guy's, if you're into that, like these good-looking people on screen.
Well, that's what
screen,
I want
right?
to talk about. Because my first question would be, do gay people, as a rule, have a problem with watching straight love scenes? Because forever, gay people in society have gone to, say gay men, a couple of gay men go to a movie, and we are inundated on the big screen and on our TV screens with these man-on-woman love scenes, just constant. It's constant and constant.
Would like and that feedback, Mac.
I'd like that feedback. But the scenes in, I think Animal Kingdom has blazed a bit of a trail with their gay love scenes, which I'm here to tell you because I think they're. I don't enjoy watching the steamy, semi-aggressive man-on-man love there. Neither does my bride.
Do you like the aggressive scenes for men and women?
Not the aggressive scenes, but I don't mind the love scenes. But you might be more... But does that make me... That doesn't make me a homophobe because I would be more than... It's not my sexuality. So my question is, I would be very curious to know if gay people see... like for example, the long haired guy on Animal Kingdom, and he's
gay in the show. I don't know if he's gay in real life, but he's gay.
No,
on the show.
The long haired guy is, but his brother is the long haired guy.
His brother,
because the other guy, the gay guy, cut his hair off. Darren. Yeah. Darren is the gay character there.
Yes.
And there's a lot of Darren's love life that gets onto the show.
Rob, I'm going to give you the best, and for our viewing audience, the best interpretation of what's going on with Darren. And Mike, I know you're not homophobic. That's number one. Let me thank you.
Right.
I don't think anybody on the show is. I personally have, I think I'm the only one in the room that's kissed another man, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I've done that.
But the show isn't over yet.
Yeah, and so... I might have a different perspective on this.
Yes.
And for the longest time, we've always kind of been enamored with this gay culture.
Right.
Before it's become normalized.
Mm-hmm.
But this scene itself that Mike's talking about, I have to take off my headphones.
Okay, good. Yeah, I like that. This is a good presentation.
What is he doing? Okay. All right. That's fine.
Two through the uprights. Okay, I got it.
That's fine. Okay. That's it is more graphic than And by the way, back when
if Pony was doing push-ups on me,
you don't need to over that one.
Okay.
All right.
So that's the question.
I watched that, and my mouth opened up. I was like, ooh, this is new for TV.
Well, yeah,
TV. It's very sweaty. It's very intense.
The guys are in shape. That's all. Yeah. I mean, they look good. But
they do look good. They look very good.
I don't think it's an issue of homophobia from the description you're giving me. I think it's that it's something that you're unaccustomed to seeing. I had a similar reaction.
That's my question, too. Do you think if we see more of it on television, that we heterosexuals that are now uncomfortable with it, will feel more comfortable?
And I can't speak for homosexual people, but I would think that they would just let a regular love scene, a man-woman love scene, roll off their back because we've been seeing them on the big screen for 100 years.
We've been ingrained. That's the way it goes.
This is important to normalize this type of culture.
I agree.
I think that And by this type, I mean this culture is normalized. The fact that we're seeing on the screen is a step in the right direction. If you're going to show graphic, aggressive, heterosexual scenes, who are we to say that it can't happen another way?
And I had a jaw-dropping moment once when I was watching the show Girls with, is it Allison Williams? She was looking out a window and there was a gentleman behind her. And I won't go into all the graphicness of that.
I think
that was another thing that I'm like, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
It changes this.
It does.
That's HBO, though. Yeah, that's more like real television.
This is TNT.
True, true.
The change is that you didn't expect to see
that.
There you go.
Wow.
He's walking on the wall.
Yeah.
You didn't expect to see that.
And
that's now a good video
full,
day.
Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Woo!
Mrs. O'Mara Sweaty. Might have more of a problem with
Tony, get off of me.
Really?
Mrs. O'Mara might have my because they have a little flashback. This is previously on Animal Kingdom, and Carly goes, "Oh, there it is again." Yep, I said, she said, "I guess you want to watch it." I said, "No, I want. I mean, I'm more comfortable with it. I'm
little transference
been,
there.
I've been, She's remember upset when that. I paid the bet off? I went to Club Wet.
That's exactly
the gay bar in Washington D.C. Mm-hmm. By the way." I think that the fact that I'm more comfortable with it means I've always said I was 5%. Yeah, I think I might be closer to 10.
I
might be closer to 10% because as I mellow out and all that.
But that's an interesting bit of transference from her, though, when she says, "Oh, I guess you want to see it," when in fact it's not that you're about the show. You're invested in the show. You're 2.5 seasons
in. I'm invested
in
the show. I don't want to give up my show.
Right.
And but here it is. I think that Oscar's absolutely right. I think it's a question of being comfortable with something and realizing that this is part of the world.
Right.
And the more of that they put on, not that you want every show to be like that, but it's a slow type of
progressive
thing. It's going to take some time to work it into that. And I think they're extraordinarily cutting edge and brave to show. I mean, for the longest time, you hear about the issue constantly in society. Mm-hmm. And so I think that is something where the producers deserve a little bit of credit that they are showing that, but I'm embarrassed by my own personal discomfort level with that, where it's like, okay. And that's exactly how it probably is. It's like, all right, okay.
But also there's,
because I'm not used to seeing it.
Well, it's also three different angles of the scene.
You don't want to miss anything.
But if we're being honest,
there are more.
That same scene happens for a heterosexual scene. In that show,
right?
I'm not asking it. I'm not.
You're not going. No part of me is like, okay, I was like, I want to see more.
Yeah. How about we focus on this plot line? That's what I want, right?
I would say in last night's episode, you got more male butt cheek than you did anything
now,
from
a woman's
cheeks, body.
I know that my wife is like, these guys are ripped, right?
Yeah.
So when she sees that, she's like, oh, this is a pretty good show you picked.
Mm-hmm. I think she likes the butt cheeks too. I think what woman wouldn't like the butt cheek?
But also, you know, keep in mind, there's nothing that comes on a scripted television show that happens by accident. This was chosen, right. And there. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is any sort of a shock value or something that is meant to really put a characterization of the person on the screen in your face?
I would like to think the producers of that show are doing it. I'm going to give them credit.
They're not forcing it.
Okay.
I think there's social awareness. Mm-hmm. I think they're saying, you know, it's time to do this. You know, there's some very hot women on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a really, in its own way, it's really kind of a deep show with conflicting. And it's got that Sopranos vibe.
Yes.
Which has the life of crime. It's just it's an S storm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just constant fear,
never any
and
downtime,
paranoia, and it's just
worse than radio.
And
worse.
Not quite worse than radio.
It's a wash,
but it's just fascinating. Yeah. It's fascinating. So
although I
it.
Felt I, that radio I, treated me like that actor treated that other actor.
Yeah. I would love to know, though, from the gay people in our audience, I would love to know if gay people have a level of discomfort with straight sex scenes, because I think that speaks to a theory. I want answers before I say anything more on the subject, because I'd like to know, do you feel that way? Yeah, even though we've been inundated with it, do you kind of go, ugh?
Yeah.
You go, oh, that's not my thing.
I really think it depends. I think this is a step in the right direction to, if you haven't seen it before, now you're seeing it. It's equal opportunity.
Yeah.
It's been normalized in our culture. Why can't it be normalized on television?
Do you think my wife should have been upset with me when I rewound it and watched the scene again?
No, because that surfer's that scar was sexy.
Yeah.
The shoulder, soldier.
Shut up, Carla. I'm doing research for the show. Get out of the room.
It's like my father back in the day when they went to the video store and picked up, I recommended the Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford movie, Working Girl. And my mom and dad went down and picked up Working Girls.
Oh.
Which was in the wrong section. And my father said, I couldn't believe it was a porno movie. He said it was terrible. It's not what we were looking for. And I felt even worse the second time I watched it. His joke. God rest his soul, my funny father. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Had she backed into the parking space?
She backed in.
Oh, wow.
That's why our eyes locked. I was like,
Oh, see, did you not think that he had done it, that he backed in? I thought he was talking about backing in. I didn't know he did it.
I pictured him pulling in front, but I pictured her also pulling in front.
He did it in the front.
So you did
the
this.
The front means, all right, I got to position myself like this, okay? The front
means you were making like eye contact her while
as
you
was
hit.
Parking.
Oh, you are such an idiot.
I'm mortified.
I guess so.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Ring. Listen to me right now. I love my Ring. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on all Ring devices. I just got the Ring floodlight cam. It was so easy to install. I don't want to say I'm rooting for bad guys to show up because I just love the idea of that light coming on and they're like, excuse me, are you playing?
Yours has a siren.
It's got a siren
hero
on it. What I'm going to do with by the way, my floodlight is also a camera. It's the Ring motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and the two-way audio. If I have the opportunity where I don't know what somebody's doing at the door and the floodlight comes on and the camera comes on, I'm going to use my James Earl Jones two-way voice. I'm going to say,
you are barking up the wrong tree. Leave my house now.
So you can see here, you can speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I am in love with this product. Ring is phenomenal technology. If you get a $3 a month protection plan, all of your Ring video is saved forever. Mm. That is perfect for somebody that might think, hey, I've had a problem in the past.
Right.
I may have it in the future. It equals peace of mind. As a TMOS listener, you now have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell and a motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today.
So cool.
If you do not leave my property within 10 seconds, there is a trap door in the floor of the back deck and you will be going straight to
her. I don't know. It's so cool. I think it's a god technology.
Great product.
Isn't it? Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I will tell you that I'm glad we got that out there because I really wanted to talk about the idea of what it is to feel that way. And that's a discussion I think more people should have.
Great show.
Because there is that factor.
Also, you know, that's right. There are so many character developments that within season to season, you either love or hate them. And then there's one standard that I guess for me throughout the three seasons so far that I've rooted against, which is one of the main characters' girlfriends, who's a high school, just recent high school graduate.
I cannot stand her. I cannot stand. Did you? Oh, you haven't gotten to my episode yet.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I'll say
I'm
this.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Your face looks like it's about to split open.
I'm not going to spoil it. Robbie, you got to start watching this show. You might like this show.
I will start this weekend.
They developed her from your classic girl, like high school relationship, where sweet. She gets involved with the wrong family. Then she turns because she's easily impressionable, right?
Right,
because
she's a kid.
She's just doing lines of coke and drugs and all running her mouth.
She's a sloppy bad girl.
Yeah, cheating on one of the guys. She dated two brothers.
Sloppy,
yeah. And you're
she's
like,
so sloppy.
You're roly-poly. You should be lucky to be in this house with all of these dreamboats.
Roly-poly.
How many... I'm just trying to add up how many people we're going to piss off on this episode. That's interesting to me.
This coming back, Mike, all of them.
There is an article, and I wasn't able to bring it up because I uploaded it on another site. I have to tell you this, though. Today, what jumped off of me, and I have to stop getting any news at all from Yahoo. I have to stop getting any news because the Yahoo is clickbait, and sure. Yahoo will have a headline, and then it's an unrelated story where you have to go next. Start slideshow. Anytime you see start slideshow, well, boom. It's clickbait. It's clickbait. They want you to linger longer. That's what they want to have you on. But this story is a guy gets licked by a dog, and he has now had both of his legs amputated. And I think some of his fingers or his hands, too, that he got this sepsis infection that you can get from a dog. Have you heard anything about? There was another lady that got the same thing that almost died because she was licked by a cat. This is for anybody that's always thought being licked by a cat or a dog is gross. Now it's confirming that it can kill you.
But it's anything about making out.
Yes. It's just getting licked. All right. Let me see. Man licked by dog. Hold on. All right.
Please. I hope you have your safeguard
on.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a category.
Man's legs amputated after dog licks lead to infection.
This was in the Washington Post.
Oh. Is there a GIF ad next to it?
No, GIF ad. No. Peter Pan. Crunchy.
It's not. Let me see. Okay. Doctors have been forced to amputate a man's legs and parts of his hands after he suffered sepsis, believed to be caused by being licked by a dog. Greg Mantifil was exhibiting flu-like symptoms and becoming delirious when bruises began to appear across his face and body. His wife, Dawn, watched the bruises grow as she rushed him to the hospital, later telling local news outlet that it looked like somebody beat him up with a baseball bat. Within moments of being admitted to the Wisconsin Area Hospital at the end of June, Mr. Mantifil went into septic shock.
Oh, my
God. Blood tests revealed he had contracted a potentially fatal bacteria to humans through a dog, likely his own.
His own dog.
How nasty is that? A representative for the New York Animal Hospital told The Independent that it's extremely rare for humans to become ill after contact with, and then they have a medical term here, Capnocophaga canamorsis. Capnocophaga canamorsis, which was found in Mr. Mantifil's blood. You know, I'm a great reader when I don't.
Yeah, excellent reader. There's a picture of the guy in the Post. His knees were taken off.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, his knees were taken. His legs were taken off.
His legs were taken. His knees were not taken off at the knee. His legs were taken off.
Actually, Mike, I believe they took off his knees but left his legs. No, not really.
It can be found in dog and cat saliva and may cause infections when it comes in contact with an open wound or burn. And while the majority of these related illnesses occur through dog bites. You know, you've always heard it. Hasn't there always been a debate? Don't let that dog lick you because it's nasty.
Yeah.
Dogs are dirty. They're dirty. They eat their own feces.
They do,
they're
and other dogs' feces. And they smell and they lick other dogs. It's not great. But
look, if you're not making out with your dog, then... And it's just licking you.
An occasional kiss is nice.
Think about Santos, okay? Running around your rat-infested yard.
Yes.
Right? I mean, really.
Paint a nice picture, Mike. Can we come over for drinks?
Anytime.
You have vermin. You have vermin there.
I do.
Santos. Didn't you say Santos, like, picked up a dead one one
time
in
his
mouth?
A snake.
Oh, a snake. Yes. A snake. All right. You had a snake all the way down in D.C., huh? That
far from Capitol Hill? I want to tell you.
Says here, Mr. Mantifil is a lover of dogs and constantly shows affection to animals.
Yeah, but he won't be walking his dog anymore.
Stop it, Rob. That's terrible.
That is too soon.
No, stop it. Too soon. His wife said that he's a big animal lover. A photo circulated at local news outlets showing him laying down closely next to a pit bull with his head on a pillow.
Can I ask all of you, and honestly,
yeah.
Have you, and I've had three, I've had a Weimaraner, a Black Lab, and Santos. Santos is the most gentle of all because he's still little, right? But the Weimaraner, Dante, had a huge tongue, massive.
Right.
And Biscayne, your typical size tongue. For all of your dogs in all of your lives, I'm comparing all of them, have you ever gone to just give them a quick smooch and then they throw that tongue in your mouth by accident?
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I've kissed a lot of dogs. I've had a boxer. I've had an Australian shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I, I like peanut butter. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Was the big one, was it Oscar the Grand? Was that a Grand Pyrenees?
Great Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees. That was a big dog. That was like a bear.
A Grand Pyrenees was the was a fancier dog. I have the Grand Pyrenees.
Hello, and woof.
So that has happened to me, and sure. It's just kind of like, whoa, that was weird.
Yeah. She didn't remember my dogs. I had a Louis Napoleon. Louis Napoleon was my miniature poodle that got dog napped, and they let him out because he screamed so much in the car, and he got hit by a car and killed.
Oh.
That was Louis. Let me see. After that, my dog, I had Murphy, who was a mutt. Mm-hmm. And then Murphy, I lost Murphy in divorce number one. Mm. Then I had a boxer named Allie.
Boxers rule.
Did the first wife really like Murphy, or did she just take him to hurt you?
I don't remember. It's that long ago.
Really?
I don't know. I never, no, because let me tell you why. I would always move on from relationships, and the dogs would be, I wanted to, get out of it and just have, I wanted to free myself of all the bonds when I would leave the relationship.
Understood. Okay. All right.
So we had Murphy. We had Allie, the boxer. We had Oscar, the Great Pyrenees. We had, let me see, was Allie the... We had a standard poodle,
right? I remember that.
And that we, and then another an Australian Shepherd,
mm-hmm.
And named Tully, and all these. At one point, when my nephew and niece were younger, there was discussion of guardianship. I think I've told this story before, where they went to the kids and said, "We've got this family member or this friend that would be, if anything ever happened to Paul and Kathy, Michael and Jessica." Who do you want to be your guardian? Mm-hmm. And I believe one of them, or maybe it was either Michael or Jessica, said, "Well, it can't be Uncle Mike because he can't even keep a dog." That was painful.
It was painful, but true.
Can't argue with true.
Can I ask you which one was the best kisser?
Which dog was the best kisser? I think the best kissing dog that I ever had was probably Murphy back in the day, the mutt. Murphy.
What were the makeups of Murphy? I mean, was he a big dog, medium-sized?
Murphy was a medium-sized, kind of like an Australian Shepherd.
Okay.
Kind of a collie Australian Shepherd.
Probably
kind
about
of
50 pounds.
Very sweet. Yeah. I'd gotten Murphy from the pound. Murphy had been kind of a rescue and not in a very bad relationship and needed a lot of love, and we gave him a lot of love.
Oh, okay. And he loved you.
And then my ex gave him love after that, I think. That's I still have a beautiful picture of Murphy with my niece from a million years ago. Then all the other dogs were, I don't know whether it's because they were coming into a dysfunctional home, but they all had their levels of mental illness that I dealt with.
Until you have now your two perfect dogs.
Oscar was a
runner.
Remember, Oscar would run. Yeah. I mean, every week I had a fence with chicken wire on it. It was a beautiful, like, horse fence that had chicken wire on it, and somehow he would squeeze his large dog frame out of the door, and I'd get a call from someone to, you know, we had all the numbers on his collar, and it's like, "Hi, this is so-and-so down at the foot of Mountain Road, and your dog is here," and he'd be covered with burrs and stuff, because he's horny. He's the horniest dog ever, but he didn't like to kiss people.
Yeah,
he didn't really like to kiss people, and you know. And now the longest relationship I've had with dogs are the two dogs that I have currently.
Perfect, working on 15 years now.
You know, being and really just sitting down every night when dinner's being prepared and looking up at Carla and going, that's the bark that he does now. An old pug bark that says, "I can't see, I can't hear, but feed me."
Now, with the obvious downward slide of Beluga, does it make Frankie nervous? Does Frankie get nervous around Beluga?
No. Frankie just looks different because we pulled a couple of teeth from Frankie. So Frankie's old now, too. So Frankie has this look that's kind of like...
How many teeth?
Frankie's closer
to me. You didn't mention he had teeth out?
He had some bad teeth. Yeah, he had some bad teeth that we had to pull. And it's like changed because he's a chihuahua and there's only so much room in his mouth. Pull a couple of teeth, it makes a big difference. And Frankie was a beautiful chihuahua. And now he kind of looks like, you know, hello. Here's my lip hanging off to one side.
His face is caving in.
Have you got any updates from Westgate on the odds of now almost the summer done here?
Yeah.
And those
Beluga, I'm betting that Beluga will be coming back to Florida with us. Yeah.
As he should.
Breathing?
As he should.
Because I heard it downstairs when she was making breakfast tomorrow. I hear,
give me a Friday, please.
And then And when I go to Pet Beluga now, when I go to Pet Beluga, he will literally flinch He will really? Flinch away because he has nothing, doesn't want anything to do with it. It's like, hey, hello, beluga. Get away. Come here. Give me a fried egg. Yeah, that's it. That's where we are.
If he can't hear and can't see, how does he know? I guess by scent, he knows it's you.
All I know is I'm not letting either one of those guys lick me. That's the best thing.
Well done.
Not a chance. Not a chance. We're running late as usual. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Summertime. Oh, the living is easy, but the seasons will change all too soon. Thoughts will turn to the holidays and of
fruitcake.
A Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake. It used to be an ordeal to secure one, but now you can have this Yuletide classic delivered to your door. Presenting TMOS Fruitcake Futures with three different plans to choose from: the deluxe fruitcake, the fruitcake gift, or the super premium fruitcake. All made with love. In the Spiewak family kitchen. Order one now at MikeOMaraShow.com and it will be at your door before Thanksgiving. Your support of TMOS Fruitcake Futures will help keep that funny train chugging for years to come. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. It's the best gift you could give for the holidays.
Yes. Jim Amato.
Good guy.
Jim Amato. My God. I love those. Those are great. Way to go, Jim. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
This will mean so much more to you folks after you hear the bonus show this week. It is the Platinum Edition Bumper Bully with Impact Pads. What you do, it's only $54.95, mm-hmm. and it hangs right on the bumper of your car, and it protects it in case you were to, I don't know, back into something?
Yeah.
It's the Bumper Bully. It's recommended from Amazon, 4.5-star rating. Can't beat the Bumper Bully.
I see these all over the city,
mm-hmm.
and I always think, you big dummies. Here. Are you really going to run into things?
Click this link, Oscar. It might come in
you
handy.
You are. Get one.
Yeah, you should. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the Bumper Bully and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the only way that you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing but means the world to us. So thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Hey.
This seems like it's the theme of today's show. But,
what's that?
I do show prep and I source it through, all the regular websites. And one of the websites that has been a go-to for me, I use TMZ.
Yeah.
And I like to pop in on TMZ. And I'm getting to the point now on TMZ where I know about 20% of the people on TMZ. I guess I'm getting old, or I lack cultural awareness or something like that, but I just don't. I don't get TMZ anymore. Yeah. I try as hard as I try, I still don't understand it. And there were two rappers who were fighting in, I think, a Paris airport. And and I looked at it.
Charles
and it
was de Gaulle just Aeropuerto.
I didn't get it. I don't know.
I think you're being a little hard on yourself. Sometimes there are obscure underground artists that they profile that, frankly, are huge on social media and that get hits.
Are they influencers?
They're talented in their own right, but you just don't have to go through a record label as much as you used to in the past. You can go directly to the consumer. But I'm looking at the stories now, Mike, and you tell me if you know these names.
Who is Tyson Beckford?
Oh, you should know that name. You should know that name.
Is he a model?
Yes. He's the polo model. He was one of the first.
Okay. Now, right there, right out of the gate, okay? Tyson Beckford is a polo model. Tyson Beckford hasn't made any movies. He doesn't have a television show. He doesn't have a record album out there.
Tyson Beckford has been famous for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because he's the polo model. The face of polo.
Did you know Tyson Beckford?
Yeah, I knew it when he said the name. Yeah.
All right. So let me bring up my thing here.
He's dreamy. Dreamy.
Wait, no, I'm going to give myself the, no, I don't want that. Thank you very much. Let me do this. All right. I'm going to give myself the buzzer.
Okay. I saw Tyson Beckford.
Disadvantage Mike. I'll accept
in a New York restaurant, live and in person.
Yes.
He rolled up on a Harley, no helmet.
He's dreamy.
He's absolutely dreamy.
I'm sorry.
Really good looking.
Color me. Now, Jack Osborne. He was from the Osbournes. I remember this.
Hey, Mike, also dreamy.
just dreamy. But Jack Osborne allegedly punched his ex new boyfriend on TMZ. Oh. So that one, I get.
So you get a, ding for that. You know that.
Yeah, you know that.
Yes. Why do I get a ding? Why do I?
Because right, Mike is spending some time in the 30-mile zone.
Yes. Right. Lil Wayne. Next headline. Do you know Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, I know. Okay, you Lil know. Wayne, yeah, I get okay. credit yeah. for that. Right. Lil Wayne, a very famous, famous person, and has been a famous rapper for a very, very long time, and a very dynamic personality. Then we go to Bethany Frankel. Who the F is Bethany
Real
Frankel?
Real Housewives. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It just seems to me that when TMZ came on, initially you had movie stars, television stars, and, well, Real Housewives, if it was my, Beverly Hills lady.
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah, what town is Frankel from?
She's New York, if I'm not. And she also has a cooking book. She also
a cooking book, Mike.
She has the Skinny Bitch Margarita line.
Is that her?
So I think that's her.
I've heard of her. Yeah.
R. Kelly. Everybody knows R. Kelly. He's wanted by cops for alleged R. Kelly's manager. R. Kelly's manager. If they put up R. Kelly's manager's name, you wouldn't know. So that gets the buzzer too. Because I'm sorry,
but that's good. That's clever writing to let you know who it is in one sentence.
R. Kelly has a checkered past, and I've told the story. I'll say it briefly on the Arizona highways where he was living. There were speed cameras on the highways. Imagine speed cameras on 495 or 95.
Okay.
He's this is where he's pulling a U with the Marx Brothers. He's going, this is the guy that did this.
This is why I'm here. Pop culture.
I understand. Yes. Well, it balances out the show. Yes. You lift up that part of the boat. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
He would wear a brown bag over his head as he was speeding through the camera. So all you would see on television was like, we're looking for a gentleman in a Cutlass Supreme mint condition with a brown bag, like driving. Because
let me ask a stupid question.
Arizona law says you have to be able to identify them in the photo.
The license plate
doesn't matter.
Okay. So yeah, R. Kelly, he's gaming the system.
Yes.
Hey, gaming the system.
Brilliant.
And then he went on the Gong Show, Mike, and told jokes.
Jake Paul. Who the hell is Jake Paul?
I don't know who Jake Paul is.
I don't know who that
Jake Paul pummels opponent in living room boxing
session. That's an UFC fighter?
YouTuber? Is he a real fighter or is he some internet guy?
He's a YouTuber that is having a boxing match with another YouTuber. Thank you, Mac.
Well, it would be great if they killed each other.
Mac, thank you.
It is the stupidest thing ever.
Hey, I've seen boxing fights in offices. I don't know what.
The two people that are fighting are just complete assholes.
Okay.
What are you doing? American Vandal Star.
What is the matter with you?
Everybody shut up. I'm trying to make my point here. Button it. Everybody, I know young people in the room right now. I understand you know all these people, and you want to show your knowledge of how young and hip you are. But the fact is, I don't know who these effers are. Camille Hyde. Who the hell is Camille Hyde? Does anyone know who Camille Hyde is?
Camille Hyde. Why do I know that name?
That's the interior of my car. It's entirely Camille Hyde.
Camille Hyde. There. Okay. So
what's the headline?
American Vandal star Camille Hyde. I've experienced blackface on set.
No.
Wrong then, wrong now. So there it is. Sorry, Camille Hyde. I don't know who you are. I'm making my point here because Kimiko In. Kimiko, in The Karate Kid Part 2.
Yeah, it's just
remember her.
It's a flashback to see what she looks like now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but I. Demi Lovato leaving the hospital. We all know that's a major, major story here. Let's see. Here we go. And this is the last one I will give you. Paris Airport Fight. Beefing rappers brawl in the duty-free shop, and it's destroyed. And then it says, the beefing rappers, Booba and Karis, can I sound any whiter when I do this?
Beefing rappers!
Booba and Karis were reportedly arrested, along with 900 members of their crews. Unclear how much damage they caused, but it's a pretty intense video of bottles breaking, and they're running through the duty-free.
You're not alone.
Okay, thank you.
You're not out of touch.
No.
There, that's wonderful. I like to hear that.
And I don't think that, what are those beefing rappers' names?
Booba and K-A-A-R-I-S.
They probably wouldn't get that kind of spin if it wasn't a dynamic video attached to it.
Oh my God, what a fight. Inside Duty Free.
Yeah, the Duty Free.
Inside Duty Free, the airport's terminal was briefly closed and some flights were delayed due to the melee.
Okay.
See that, the fact that they just have a touch of popularity, that's offset by the fact that it's dynamic video and it's a big story.
The one place you don't want to draw attention to yourself is in an airport.
Please.
let alone committing crimes.
Yeah.
And then we've got Urban Meyer, the head coach of Ohio State.
You know that.
He was put on administrative leave because of a domestic violence scandal. Listen to me say it like that. Oh, of course, the white guy that's the coach of Ohio State. Everybody knows him. Yeah. Can I be any more tragically white, Mr. O'Mara? Thank you very much. Who the hell is Travis Scott?
Oh, Travis Scott is... Let me look here. I know the name. Travis
says
Scott.
A trans model was edited off the album cover. She's not pissed, but some fans are. So I guess he's a musical artist.
Travis Scott is Kylie Jenner's boyfriend and father of her child.
Ah. Rest my case. And then, of course, Bristol Palin.
And an artist is own right.
Bristol Palin confirms that her marriage is dunzo. Mm. I'm freshly divorced.
So that's your, is that the official press release when you say dunzo?
It's not my official press release, you know, Rob. It's just me saying I don't know what's going on with life. That's it. That's
you're
it.
Not far off. You only had two strikes.
Yeah. I think you did pretty good.
Not bad.
Right. Oh, I missed the days of Mamie Eisenhower. Anyway, let's take a break. When she was in TMZ.
Oh, you remember her nip slips?
Oh, fantastic. Lady Bird. Oh, man. But she'd always be page three. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody.
Hi, this is Todd Moore, inventor of the PlayPod app. I love all the shows on the Moore Network, except for Political Persuasions. That's fake news.
Todd,
I do
tomorrow,
listen
Mike.
To AmeriCast because it brings the best highlights of all the TMS shows. But the best part is it features the voice of God himself, Marcus Serta. And now, back to my best friend, host of Tech 411, Oscar Santana.
Can't wait.
You, Todd.
No!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show. It's a horrible word.
Troll of trolls.
Right. Yeah, the troll of trolls. Fruitcake futures, Todd. You buy five of them. We'll be friends again. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys looking for a handout, but times are tight. We need your help. But here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we... will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Ooh.
We've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard. A holiday treat unlike any other. They're sweet. They're spicy. They're potent.
Mm.
They are delicious. Mm-hmm. And now... you can have one in time for the holidays as my British accent becomes more and more thick. Simply give us your support and a fruitcake can be yours. Order now and a fruitcake or four fruitcakes, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear. We are doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners.
Ooh, yes.
This is a fundraiser. Our listeners, we value you so dearly and we want to keep TMOS going for years to come. We are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now, ensuring the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being a part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever. The future is now.
News.
Boo. And I'm really sick of guys named Todd. Anyway, yeah, he trolled me. He got what he wanted. He's very happy. If he hears that on the show today, he'll go, I really got Mike's on his Mike skin, didn't I? We'll talk to him tomorrow. Is he coming in tomorrow?
He's supposed to be coming in, yes.
Are you sending a boat for him? I hope it's not late.
Yeah, right.
Boy, I feel like a lion waiting for some fresh meat. Vulture.com has a list of 22 unsettlingly nice Tom Cruise stories. This is the type of thing they throw out when Mission Impossible hits. Jonathan Lipnicki, remember that guy? He wasn't the first choice to play the cute kid in Jerry Maguire.
Oh, yeah, the little kid.
He was so super cute. A few weeks into filming, in the middle of a scene, the first kid just said, quote, I don't want to do this. According to director Cameron Crowe, he just ran out of gas. So they hired Lipnicki to replace him, and they moved on. A few weeks later, Crowe got a call from the first kid's mother. She said, quote, will you please tell Tom Cruise thank you for the way he has kept in touch with my son, sent him letters and gifts, and just let him know that all is well. Now, look, you can't argue with this being a
That's
super nice thing to
pretty
do.
Pretty nice.
She said, it really helped my son. He's over it now. He's fine. And Tom did a beautiful job helping him transition back to his life. Crowe had no idea Tom was doing any of this, so he asked him about it, and Tom said, quote, I just didn't want him to go to the movies, look at the screen, and think he'd failed. I wanted him to love movies his entire life. That's a true story. It's a beautiful story.
Great story. I like that.
And I told you, Rob, when I saw the jumping out of airplane thing, speaking of little kids, what do you want? Come on in here for a second.
A cameo.
Hey,
little
there
Michael.
He is, little Michael.
Here you go. Right here. Can you say hi? We're on the air right now. You want to say hi to everybody?
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Say hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
Say hi to Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How's it going, buddy?
You want to show everybody your grocery store jewel that you got out of the machine?
Oh, look at that.
He got a couple of grocery store jewels. He's got a couple of his
semi-precious stones.
Those are like rubies. You would say, and yes. Yeah. No, no questions. No.
No.
What, all right, what do you want
to
ask?
I just wanted to ask Butch a question.
Don't ask him.
Okay, thank you. Bye. I love you. I love you. Bye-bye.
Hi, Butch.
Stop it. Oscar, you bastard. Anyway, Oscar's trolling me. Todd's trolling me. Everybody's trolling me. And now back to the news.
Hey, are the jewels still a quarter? At the grocery store? In the machine?
50 cents, I think. They're 50 cents.
Oh, man. You know, I used to get them for a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many reasons why it's good to be that woman who's married to Jay-Z. What is her name?
Oh, yes. She goes by the name of Beyoncé.
Well, here's another one for her. You get what you want when you want it. A celebrity manicurist named Deborah Lipman says, quote, I remember.
Hello, Deborah. And now we go live.
This is a long week.
To celebrity nail stylist Deborah Lipman. Deborah is coming to the microphone now, and the next voice you hear will be Deborah Lipman.
I remember when I. I remember when I was dating my husband. He was over at my house one night, and my phone rang at 1 o'clock in the morning. It was Beyonce's people. She was in the studio and had a 2-hour break, and they were like, can you come to the studio now and give her a mani-pedi? And my husband said, what kind of manicures do you give at 1 o'clock in the morning? That's what Mr. Lipman said. That would be
Roy?
Who's the guy from Maud? Who's the guy from
William
Maud?
Macy. Bill Macy.
Bill Macy was it. What kind of manicures do you give at 1 o'clock in the morning? What's she doing? How special does she think she is, Maud?
That was
I don't understand that.
Walter Lippmann.
Walter Lippmann. Lippmann says that's pretty common for musicians because they tend to be nocturnal.
Yeah.
That's ooh, the that's
yeah, because
the,
they're concentrate at night. They
that's
get
true.
Off stage, and they're probably up all day, all night.
But you know who probably gets manicures during the day is Beyonce's sister.
What's her name?
Solo!
Thank you. When the stars of Friends are asked about a show coming back, their show coming back, they usually give a bland response about how they love the show and that anything can happen in the future. But in an interview with InStyle magazine, it sounds like Jennifer Aniston really would like to see it happen. And even if they can't get all the guys on board, she thinks the girls would do a spinoff. She said, quote, Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow and I talk about it. I fantasize about it. It really was the greatest job I ever had. I don't know what it would look like today, but you never know. So many shows are being successfully rebooted. I know Matt LeBlanc doesn't want to be asked that question anymore, but maybe we could talk him into it. Or we could just give it some time, and then Lisa, Courtney, and I could do a reboot of The Golden Girls. Yeah, that would work, too. And spend our last years together on wicker furniture. She's probably joking, but that would be pretty amusing. And I guess that's how Jennifer Aniston really feels about it. I'd be down with a Friends reboot.
I'd like to see where they think their characters are now, you know, because they're older. And I'd like to see.
Would Matt LeBlanc not want to do that?
Because he's been working steady in TV since the show went off the air. Nothing really successful.
I get it early on, but now, like, what does he have to lose?
I don't think you need LeBlanc to do the show.
I
think you get the girls together. It'd be great. A guy in North Carolina named Ernest Jones took his wife, Linda, out to breakfast for her 67th birthday on Sunday. And on their way back home, he bought her a $20 lottery ticket. Not the most romantic gift, but hey, it's something. Unfortunately, she didn't win anything, but he also bought one for himself, which kind of makes it not really a birthday present.
Right.
But he still got to be a hero in the end because his ticket hit for $100,000.
Hey, good boy.
Wow. And he says that, of course, he is spending all of it on her.
They got
their giant check the very next day. After taxes, they will take home $70,000.
Pretty good birthday.
Yeah, and his wife was heard to say, I don't understand why she has to get a manicure at 1 o'clock in the morning. That doesn't make any sense.
They went to the lottery office, Mike. They said, two peas and Lipman.
Scientists have finally have a really good theory for why so many boats have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, this is cool.
An interesting story. It replaces the previous best theory. Maybe it's aliens or something. The scientists say that the Bermuda Triangle is in the perfect position to get hit by major storms in three different directions. Remember that merchant ship that went down off the coast of Florida? Mm-hmm. I think that was a Bermuda Triangle situation. Yeah. And because it gets hit in three different directions, that can cause something called rogue waves. Ooh. You've seen that in the perfect storm, rogue wave. Those are deadly 100-foot waves that come and go in just a few minutes. More than 1,000 people have died over the last century in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow.
So they're saying because of the confluence of all these different storm systems, the rogue waves can be more plentiful.
So that's what's taking them down.
And
but
also,
what about the planes?
Yeah. See? That's why you don't know if it's the planes. The waves aren't high enough to knock a plane out.
This is a rumor.
Or are they if you're skimming over the water and boom.
Yeah. You're flying low. Who knows?
This is a rumor being pressed around by Big Triangle.
Big Triangle, the Big Bermuda Triangle people. Mm-hmm. And now it's time for the little something-something for you boys with the stupid joke of the week. A 70-year-old guy was at a Costco in Greenville. No, you don't start laughing about it at the beginning of the story. You don't do that.
Okay.
A 70-year-old guy is at a Costco in Greenville, South Carolina on Sunday, and he's patiently waiting in line for a free cheese sample. Then suddenly a 72-year-old man cuts in the line, grabs some cheese, and then he walks off. The 70-year-old let it go, but then he was in line for a free cheeseburger sample, and he saw the 72-year-old coming to pull the same move again, and he had to do something. He confronted the guy, and the guy hit him in the head and knocked off his hat and glasses.
Oh,
he was wearing a hat.
Sure.
The cops came. But after they talked to both of the guys and some witnesses, they decided not to make any arrests. The very late... The very latest is the two men are still constipated.
I'm sorry.
That's stupid. It wasn't good. It wasn't thoughtful. It was stupid, but it made me laugh because I'm a total idiot.
I think we all enjoyed it. Cheese.
Constipation.
Mike, it'll bind you up.
God almighty.
Every time.
We'll come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. God.
Hi, this is Cam Sinison, and I want to have a little heart to heart. If you're thinking about just listening to the free daily show and not bothering to buy a bonus show subscription, don't do it! Ow! Ow! Mike, Rob, and Oscar depend on that money! You leech! Stop sucking! Ow! So if you don't want a crazy guy yelling at you, you should really buy that bonus subscription. And if you don't, well, then I'll be haunting you day and night. And you don't want that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Alex Papp.
Yes.
Attention, Northern California residents. I want you to help this guy out. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy your next home. Stop renting. Call our favorite realtor friend in Northern California, Alexander Papp. Call him today at 916-276-2129. Wouldn't it be cool to work with a guy that is also a big fan of TMOS?
He's in the know.
And a great guy, too.
Then start searching for your dream home. Alexander's going to help you through the entire real estate process, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home inspections, and even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. He is not your typical pushy sales agent. He's here for you and your family, and he's ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free, plus he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone. Anybody that's bought a lot of homes, and I bought a few in my day, I will tell you that working with a realtor, ultimately, if you're serious, is the best way to do it. 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. Stop renting. Call Alex Alex, the NorCal realtor today, 916-276-2129, BRE 0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a complimentary Rob Spiewak fruitcake that Alex is buying himself.
Yes. Very kind.
How cool is that?
Love
That's
it.
Wonderful. Let's open up the audio vault for today, the 2nd of August, 2018. Rob Spiewak, take it away.
Before we touch on the tape, one moment I want to take. You know that I, for the show, coordinate the internships with Matt. And today is the last day for one of our summer interns. I'd like to take a moment to say goodbye to her. If that's okay, if Grace could come in here.
Grace!
Grace was a great intern all summer long, always on time. She comes from a family of fans that love the show. She
TMOS family.
And as you recall, perhaps, she had a great moment when she went down onto the set of Wonder Woman in Georgetown.
Yes.
She's given us a couple promos, and we're going to miss her. And I know that you go to George Mason, so when you have some free time, we hope you come back and visit us.
I will, of course, come back. I have, like, 3 days. I can come back anytime I want, right?
Awesome. Anytime you'd like. You're absolutely.
And we'll need you on the fruitcake staff anyway.
Yes.
Grace,
yes.
I'm going to tell you this. One of the greatest things in my career, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, has been the relationships we've had with interns on our show that not only work for us for a relatively short amount of time, but then come back to a visit, go to events that we do, and you did a great job for us, and I hope the experience was rewarding and fun for you as well.
It was very rewarding, and I'll take all the lessons that I had over the past couple of months to heart. It was such an experience to work here, and very memorable, great. To say the least.
Yeah, I bet. Thank you for your promos. I said this off air, and internally we talk about different people that have an aptitude for certain.
Yes.
Whether you're an editor or you are an announcer, you have a uniqueness to your voice that really translates on the microphone.
Yes.
And you showed your wit early on in this internship. So we just want to wish you the best of luck. And we wouldn't be shocked if you're not in a chair somewhere or even back here sooner than later.
Of course. Thank you very much.
Somewhere down the road, please hire us.
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you, Grace. Good luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
And best to your whole family and all the fans that you know that listen to the show. Thank you, Grace.
I will love coming back. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace. Take care.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
That's our intern, Grace, and she goes out into the world now. And she had great examples of nose to the grindstone and how to do video production and audio and deadlines. And also probably got a few examples of what not to do.
Yeah, of course.
And how that is
can all be perfect.
You live, you learn. One of the things I also do is I love to collect TV theme songs. That's right, Mike.
Me too.
I love to collect TV theme songs. Can you name this TV theme song? It's such a great generic sounding song. Mac, you're not playing. Put your hand down.
But if he's the only one with his hand up, I wouldn't mind letting him play.
All right, you can ring in, Mac. Who is it?
It's Bob Ross.
It is. Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting. And a guy ran...
It's incredible that he knew that.
It's not incredible. Look at him.
But I mean, that's just cool that he knew
that. I will
that.
Say we did put that in the in Micro Center for people in line. We would put on Bob Ross to keep people
See,
calm.
There's a story behind
it. Oh my God, that's awesome.
So a guy ran a statistical analysis of every episode of The Joy of Painting. It ran for 11 seasons. And he did in 11 seasons, 381 paintings. And it's true, 91% of all the paintings had, quote, a happy little tree.
Let's decide. Maybe there's a happy tree. Evergreen tree. He lives right there. Start with just touching the canvas. Use just the corner of the brush. Just the corner. And begin pushing, making the bristles bend slightly downward.
Yeah, boy!
I could never watch The Joy of Painting because it made me too tense.
That's funny.
But there is, if you run it on the internet, they'll show you like how many barns he painted, how many bridges he painted. It's this guy had a lot of time on his hands. Now, this video is on our Facebook page. I encourage you to look at it. I love howling dogs, but when a dog actually jumps up and uses his paw to play the piano and howl at the same time.
Oh, hello.
I'm in. Look
at
this.
I'm all in on
this
that.
Beagle.
Absolutely. All by himself.
Yes.
Oh, I love this
Great.
Day.
A
Oh, speaking of dogs.
Meanwhile, Beluga's down there while Carla's cooking eggs going, ow.
Speaking of dogs, have you ever seen a dog in a car in a parking lot on a summer day and you feel like you should do something about it?
Yeah, multiple times, and we do.
Okay, good, because this guy was in, I believe he was in Maine when he spotted this dog, and they were, in Ohio, I'm sorry, his name is Richard Hill. There was a couple of dogs in a Walmart parking lot in a car with the windows up. He broke the windows.
Yeah.
And so, but absolutely. Here's the thing. Check this out.
A 2, maybe 3-month-old Dalmatian. Did not know how long it was going to take them to get there. And I really felt that that puppy needed to get out. I needed to see if that puppy was okay. The officer told me that I should have waited, that I had no right to break that window. This situation right here is what deters people from actually stepping up.
He was cited for criminal damages, and I think that's
wrong.
Oh,
my God. I didn't know. Is that the law, or is that just a cop being a dick?
It might be a cop being a dick, but I think the way that should be handled, that should be standard procedure, and then let the comprehensive of whoever is abusing the dog pay for the broken window.
If it's a hot day, don't care. If you walk in and you're going to be there for 30 seconds, you don't leave the window.
You can't do that with your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that. Yeah, and by the way, you can't do it with the elderly either. And the last time that we really got into it, we actually did call the law because we were down outside of a, what's the name of the store? It's the Whole Foods Light, Fresh Market.
Okay.
Fresh Market. We're outside of Fresh Market, and there's an elderly person in the car. It was, the window was down a crack, but the guy was obviously like really, really old.
Wow.
And it was super hot, and we called a cop. And then the lady came out and had a bit of an attitude. Said something like, well, you try taking care of him or something, some nasty ass.
Wow.
Like, but she split and the cop didn't do anything about it. But you see it all the time.
Was this after he stopped doing news for us?
Stop that behavior.
Rob,
that's it. Rob, send your letters to Rob.
That's
please.
Right. Two B's in Rob. Let's close with this. Did you see the thing where our president, our beloved president, is under the impression that you need a photo ID to buy groceries?
This is pretty out of touch. I mean, George H.W. Bush,
that's right.
Way back in the day,
I remember.
Didn't know about the scanners in grocery stores, and it was a massive story.
It was a massive story. So he announced, he said you needed a photo ID to buy groceries. This is Seth Meyers' take on it. I think this is pretty great.
At a rally in Florida last night, President Trump falsely claimed that photo ID is required to buy groceries in the United States. Dude, what you eating for dinner? Rental cars?
That's your magic audio vault. Dude. Have a great Thursday, dude.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You see, they were constipated because they ate cheese.
Were cheese samples.
Yeah. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting the engine of freedom and democracy requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, Deborah Lipman.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Todd Moore.